Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, I want to get to this real quick because on Wednesday, the story broke on Shohei Ohtani being linked to an illegal sports book, illegal bookmaker in Newport, California. $4.5 million was apparently sent to him. And then it turns out, oh no, it was his translator. And a lot of back and forth. Initially, the translator comes out and says, yeah, Shohei helped me pay for these debts. He wired the guy $4.5 million in $500,000 installments. You know, I was there. I saw him do it. Next day, he comes out and then says, oh, yeah, Shohei Ohtani, he knew nothing about this. He knew nothing about the gambling debts. He knew nothing about this. You know, he's all good. And so then immediately, the red flags come up, and that's where the conspiracy theories start swirling. Like, all right, was Shohei actually placing these bets through his translator, his interpreter, and now his interpreter is trying to cover up for Shohei? The more that comes out about Ipe Muzahara, the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, I think this dude is just a straight-up liar. Like, I was on the Hot Corner on Wednesday, and Patrick brought him up. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, he's from the States. Like, he went to UC Riverside.
Right.
UC Riverside spokesman says, our university records do not show a student by the name of Ipe Muzahara having attended UC Riverside.
We don't know this fool.
At all. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not good. His background, like, in his biographic section in, like, the Angels media guide that they have at the stadium showing like where these people, you know, where they've worked. It said that he had worked for the Red Sox at one point.
We don't know this fool.
They have now come out and said, yeah, we don't know. He was never an interpreter for anybody on this team at any point. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if the Yankees have come out with a statement yet, because it said that he worked with the Yankees in a small capacity during spring training a few years back. But listen, I'm going to go ahead and bank on the fact that he also did not work for the Yankees at this point, and as more starts to come out about Ipe Muzahara, the better this looks for Shohei Ohtani, and that it's a good chance that this dude did just, in fact, take money somehow, some way, stole money from Shohei Ohtani to cover his gambling bets. But there is an investigation still going down. But yeah, I mean, this Ipe Muzahara, like, he has basically lied about his whole career and background. And now I don't know what to believe. Did Shohei know about the debts? Did he not? Did he pay it? Did Ipe just take the money himself and pay for it on his own accord? Does he even know Japanese? Does he even interpret for Shohei at all? Does he just say just generic statements? Like, Shohei says something in Japanese and he's like, yeah, he says that he's a big fan of baseball and he's going to try really hard. Like, is he just going in and giving the most? And I was reading something last night that basically Japanese people that follow Shohei and Ipe, they said that, like, he isn't actually that good of a translator at all either. That, like, there was a report, like, somewhere, like, oh, yeah, someone's mom was saying, like, oh, yeah, well, at least he'll be able to get a better interpreter now. So maybe this dude isn't even a good interpreter after all.
And he got, if he's an interpreter, he got Shohei paid, you know.
Well, he got himself paid, that's for sure.
But it shines a light. I was watching this little thing on Netflix, and it's about this girl who basically claimed to be an heiress for years and, you know, was able to get herself into all of the circles, all the elite circles that they needed to, just being a con artist. There are some people that are just great at being a con artist. And how do you say Shohei's interpreter's name?
You're talking about Anna Sorkin. Anna Sorkin. Yeah. The New York elite socialist con artist who said that she was connected to wealthy families and, like, royalty from European countries. I'm figuring out how much
people don't do background checks.
Yeah.
Because no one's ever asked who that lady's dad was or anything like that. And something had to happen, you know, before somebody was finally like, this guy never went to UC Riverside, or this guy never. All you said, that's in the part of the bio about the interpreter, is in the program that fans get as you're coming to the game, right? Nobody from major leagues was like, this isn't true. He's never worked for, and mind you, Shohei was drafted in 2017.
Yeah, something like, yeah.
So it's been a minute, right? So now that we're talking about 7 years now.
Or signed, rather.
Yeah, so it's talking about 7 years now that this guy has been around Major League Baseball and around professional teams and serving as an interpreter for one of the, arguably the, but I don't think it's arguable. Is it arguably the best baseball player in the world?
Right now, no. I don't think. I think there's 10. I heard a radio host sum this up perfectly. There are like 10 big names in baseball. Shohei Ohtani himself is bigger than those 10 names. So like, he's bigger than Aaron Judge and Julio Rodriguez and all these guys combined.
So we can make the argument. Some people out there probably disagree, but he's the best player in baseball.
Yes.
Today, you know, this man, his interpreter has been around him for years, making deals, and like I said, not even that great of an interpreter, you know, for a lot of people. So it's just really showing that even at the top levels, somebody's not doing a background check.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Really, somebody's not checking, citing their, you know, somebody's not really citing
sources.
Well,
it wasn't so much like, I don't know, like, it was in the media guide, so it's like, how much are these people just kind of taking their word for it, and then, you know, like, oh, okay, well, now we have to call UC Riverside.
My conspiracy hat is still on here. I do wonder why all of this information is coming out now. It just seems like it's all too perfect, in my opinion, that this is now just allegedly all on this guy, and oh, we're starting to find lies from his past. And I understand that maybe there was lack of a background check by one organization, but three or four or five in Major League Baseball, like, we've seen major fails. The Arizona Diamondbacks fired local product Wally Backman 2 days after hiring him as manager because they didn't check on his DUI history and didn't realize he had filed for bankruptcy recently. Like there are things that teams don't do, but I feel like that was like in the 2000s. We've gotten past this point to where 30 teams or a good chunk of those teams aren't doing background checks on this guy? Come on. I don't believe that.
But I'm saying, but we're starting to find out how easy it is for somebody to come and present themselves in such a way to make you think that they belong, right? That was the whole Anna Sorokin thing. She made herself look like she actually belonged in the elite. Like, here's somebody who, you know, speaks the language and knows what to say and knows people and was at least close enough to one organization at some point to be able to kind of create some type of buzz for themselves. Like, this is con artistry 101. Like, and that's exactly what it seems like at this point. Like, Shohei, he could be a gambler. You know, there's a very good chance, like, some of those bets were Shohei's. Like, we have to be honest about that. There's a good chance that some of those bets, you know, were his. I doubt it, though, because this is what con artists do. They get people, they build trust and everything, and then eventually somebody's taking money, you know, from you. And I feel like this young man just ran into the wrong one at this point. But I feel like this is only going to get weirder. And we know what we know over the last, 4 days?
Yeah,
5 days?
Wednesday. Yeah,
yeah, so I can almost guarantee that we're going to find out much more as in the coming days, especially as the season is really, really getting started.
Apparently, it's also a Japanese news station reported on him at some point. And I mean, I don't know when this video is from, but he worked part time at a sushi restaurant near L.A. back in 2006 to 2009. And went to school for casino industry, whatever the hell that means, but dropped out because he wasn't good. This is there's this YouTube video of a Japanese news report. Again, I'm gonna need a few hours.
For so long.
This is weird.
You can
you
only
guys.
Fake stuff for so long, man. Like, I mean, seriously, like, at a point you've got to be great at what you like. If he was an amazing interpreter, which as I'm reading, it doesn't sound like there are a lot of people that really felt like he was, you know, things would be different. If you were a great businessman, things would be different. But I don't know. Like, when you're not good at what you do, people eventually figure it out. You can't talk. You can only talk your way around stuff for so long.
This has just led me now into this YouTube rabbit hole of watching Japanese news broadcasts of talking to, like, I hope I can get, like, the transcript. Well, I need an interpreter now is what I need for this, because they are doing the deep dive on this guy. Like, they've got clips and all. They got, oh, yeah. They've got a man on the street doing interviews. Look at
in Japan?
Yeah. They got the whole panel here. This is, like, basically their PTI in Japan, it looks like.
Seriously, now I'm
what
starting
a story.
To think, after hearing this and after watching the Anna Sorokin thing, I'm like, bro, I could really fake it into whatever industry I want to.
Just say you
say the,
just
do
say
the research.
Went to school for casino industry.
Do the research. Say the right things. Know the research the people that I'm trying to, you know, be in business with. Like, why not? We've been taking this hard route with hard work, and it's apparently that's not the route to go.
Yeah, just totally fool people and pull them over. I still think that there's something seedy that's going to come out, like, even further. I think there's something deeper to this story, and I don't think the media is going to make this go away. The Dodgers, little plants, they're going to try all they can, but I do not think this is just going to disappear. Oh, okay, he's
I'll say
just
this.
A con artist.
If he were still in Anaheim, I think it'd be a big deal, and because he's Shohei, it'd still be a big deal because he plays for the Dodgers now. Because if the Dodgers, Yankees, I guess, you know, Astros, some of like the bigger, more please, like, they're going to make if the guy plays for the Lakers or the Knicks or the Celtics, much bigger story than if you played for Charlotte or, you know, someone else like that. So yeah, I think branding matters too, because now this is not just an Angels issue. This is a Dodgers issue.
Not exactly what you want to be the biggest story in your sport, literally days before your season starts either.
Probably
not exactly the best press, after, yeah, one of the biggest names, if not the biggest name in your sport, is linked to all of this and his interpreter, like I said, just days before things get kicked off with first pitch. Well, first pitch actually did start already.
Well, yeah, funny how ESPN wanted to put this story out there on day one of the Soul Series.
Yes.
So, timing, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.